Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3. Mayor D.C. Reeves always joins us at this time on a Wednesday. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Hey, first question, just a fact I don't know the answer to. Milton announced yesterday about a $10 million grant that they got from the feds for natural gas pipeline refurbishment and upgrades. Obviously, with Pensacola Energy being a city property, an industry, are we in line for, do you know, is there any money coming to Pensacola?
Yeah, I don't know if it's within that specific bucket, but actually, coincidentally enough, we're in budget time right now, and I'm trying to learn as much about the budget as I can. So I've sat in every one of our first department meetings with administration, and learned. Yeah, I've actually fired an email out to some folks on the federal side about a $26-28 million, somewhere in that range, grant that we're crossing our fingers for. So I don't know if it's the same bucket or not, but I'm really excited about the trajectory of Pensacola Energy. Honestly, if you look at the how much service we're putting in and how much we're growing, it's really been amazing. So, they're doing a great job out there, and certainly we'll advocate for any opportunities to help modernize our service.
Absolutely. And, I know Pensacola Energy has done a lot of this, but I know there's still a lot to be done. I mean, it's a very old system, and, some of the stuff they have to deal with can be problematic at times, like the capacity to deliver to businesses downtown because of ancient infrastructure that won't handle the additional pressure and, that kind of stuff.
Right.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, I had a lot of questions from people that they wanted me to ask you. Here's one. That's not really new traffic, but it seems like there's more traffic now on Gregory Street because of the bridge going over to I-110. And I will tell you that from my own experience, having to cross sometimes to go from the south side to the north side or turn onto, and I see it with pedestrians, it just seems like there's a lot more conflict in traffic and pedestrian activity on Gregory Street these days. Are there any plans to alleviate that? I know this is a very complicated thing to try to address, but anything that you've got in mind that might help that problem?
Yeah, and look, I agree. I mean, this is one of those things when we talk about, we spent centuries on this planet designing for the pedestrian, and we spend about 100 years designing for the car, and we see what we have to untangle in some issues when you have that many lanes moving that quickly, it becomes one of the major issues. Totally get that there. That's a tough point. And of course it's stuck between federal interstates and on ramps, and
right.
That limits your ability to do things as well. And so, I can tell you on Wright Street, about a block north there, where there's that funky intersection right there at Alchemy's, with the train tracks coming through.
Yeah.
We are looking at some traffic calming measures there. That's a little bit easier to tackle. Right now it's got three lanes, and it doesn't take nearly the traffic that Gregory does. But what we hope is, to start having a better east-west connector for pedestrians and bicyclists, and that sometimes we don't get to pick which street it is. Unfortunately, that makes the most sense. So I'm really excited about that. It's actually kind of a public-private partnership to add a little parking there, go down to less lanes as you get to Tarragona Street there on right. So what we hope is, while it may not be exactly that street today or tomorrow, that we are actively trying to alleviate and continue to make the city improve in its pedestrian and bicyclist friendliness, I would say.
Yeah, and look, I know nobody's excited to talk about something like, putting a light in on, Gregory or something like that, or God forbid a pedestrian overpass or whatever. But it just, you think about that scenario, and it's hard to come up with really good solutions. I understand the challenge. This week, in fact, tomorrow, there's a meeting to do the call for artists to come find out what they might be looking at to do the welcome sign, right?
Yeah, just a little background on that. I came into office, and this had already been moving, and there was a conversation about just designing one or two things, and having the mayor pick one. And I don't know, I put up a lot of large scale art at my old businesses and went through that process. And I'm kind of curious. We had a lot of talented, creative people in this community. I want to see what ideas they have before. I just pick something, and considering the fact that 100,000 people a day will see this sign, I thought this was a good opportunity for there to be some community engagement. And so with that comes complication. Look, I mean, you can't just run a piece of art out there or run a statue out there and, the first sign of wind, it falls over, right? So there's a lot of different pieces to this in terms of what's it going to go on. You know, we got to have our engineering department make sure we construct it correctly, that it meets FDOT guidelines. So, you know, self-inflicted, we've signed up for kind of a complex thing.
Yeah.
So what we thought would be the best remedy to this is to say, all right, let's all get in the same room. You know, let's have artists get in here. We'll have our engineers there. We'll have city staff there and kind of be able to talk through and really manage expectations as well. You know, you may design something, but it may not mean that necessarily that artist is going to make 100% of it by hand on site. You know, they sure. might have to be handled in a different way. And so we don't want to give unrealistic expectations. You know, one of the questions, are we going to pay artists? The answer is yes. Now, can we pay them out of FDOT money, or do we have to pay them with our own, you know, city money? Well, we'll work that out. But, you know, now automatically you don't really say that in the perception that we aren't going to pay an artist. Well, that's just not true. I would never do that. And so we're trying to myth bust and kind of, you know, set expectations for everybody. But I still think it's worth it. You know, it's worth, you know, having, because it's going to be something that, you know, if done correctly, is going to be an iconic piece of the entry to our city.
Yeah. And I love that.
It's worth the effort.
I love the focus on aesthetics. I love the idea that, you know, you didn't just take either the easy way out or the simple, whatever you prefer way out, or, you know, God forbid you didn't do like the ECUA water tower with ECUA on it. You know, you were thinking about better alternatives,
right,
you know, for welcoming people. I'm glad that it's happening. Anyway, that's tomorrow if people are interested. Hey, hang on for me for just a second, DC. Let's talk to Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
Highway 98 eastbound in Navarre, it is backed up. The same area, too, that the whole area of Windhaven Beach, just like yesterday. And just like yesterday, another accident. Also, Molino / Cantonment near Porky's Pizza and Grocery Advantage at 95 and 29, though there's nothing blocking it. It's just very slow in that area. If you have a traffic tip, certainly text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. You know, speaking of you know, public art, which I'm a big fan of, I love streetscapes and murals. And, in fact, I actually started a Facebook group called Just Murals of Pensacola for people to share these kind of things. I was talking to somebody, another question that came from a listener, it asked me, Miami, of course, is amazing street art and mural art, and even has dedicated spaces, which I've seen elsewhere, like in Washington, D.C., just whole spaces that are dedicated to, not graffiti, but, you know, just public art. Is there anything like that that we could try to do in Pensacola that would be almost like graffiti bridge, you know, next evolution kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, I think about the CBD, Central Business District in New Orleans, did something similar to this, where they kind of went and identified walls, be it on their own city buildings or on, you know, private partners that were willing to do that and kind of donate a wall that might be facing a parking lot and, you know, and beautify. I'm certainly a huge supporter of that. And we've actually had, you know, very preliminary conversations about how do we inventory, you know, what would be available, but do it at scale, right? So not just say, hey, we found one you know, business owner who would give us this one wall and we do something, but it would be kind of cool to say, hey, we've got six or seven walls and how do we handle that? You know, do we pay for materials or we get private businesses to donate to, you know, to make it worth, you know, the artist's time? I philosophically very, very much in support of that. I think that it brings, again, a uniqueness. I actually went to there's a city called Valparaiso, Chile. I went in January, and that's what they, by happenstance, became known for was.
Yeah.
So now graffiti artists from all over the world come and basically tag, you know, with permission, almost every wall in the city. And I'm not saying we're going to go to that extreme, but just, I think it adds a uniqueness, like Wynwood you mentioned in Miami. I love that kind of stuff too. So, you know, we haven't gotten anything substantial going on that, but we've had some very preliminary conversations, what if conversations.
Oh, that's
about
cool.
That, and that's certainly something I'd love to see through.
Somebody texted in and said, oh my God, DC's already been thinking about it. How cool. See, I love that. I love when I ask you a thing and you're like, yeah, we're already working on that, Andrew. Simmer down. No, so that's great. I would love to see it. Hey, one last quick thing before the lightning round. This is probably not fair to try to jam it in here, but we keep not getting to it. You wrote an obituary for the first black mayor of Pensacola, Salvador Pons. It's part of a whole series that the PNJ is going to be publishing on obituaries for famous black Pensacolians who never really got that kind of treatment in their time. How cool was that for you to write that?
Yeah, it was awesome. And with a lot of help, you know, from Adrian Walker in our office, and because frankly, you know, on the cursory, trying to get as much research as I could done. There, as I mentioned in the obituary, there, you know, in that time period, there is not much left. So a lot of help from UWF and Adrian and Councilwoman Broughton and the whole team that's helping put that series together to help me dig up as much as possible that we could find. But, you know, I thought it was really interesting. I mean, imagine a day, you know, in this era right now, in this generation we're in, that you would have somebody that represented the city as a mayor, as a state representative, and when they died, there'd be five words in the newspaper, yeah, just their age and how they died. You know, it's kind of incredible when you think about that. And what a different time that was, and the first and only black mayor in the city of Pensacola. And of course, you know, soon after he was the mayor and had, you know, represented this community for a long time, you know, we wouldn't see black representation like that for decades. And so it was really, you know, we talk about the history of the city of Pensacola and how it was such a melting pot of different cultures, different, not just skin color, but different, you know, where the origins of what countries people had come from, whether it was Creole, black, white, you know, everything. And so that really was symbolic, you know, being the mayor was really symbolic of the time. And so I really got to enjoy that, shake the rust off from an old journalist, you know, it's kind of enjoyed getting to go through that process.
When you haven't done any professional writing in a while and then you do it, you remember, oh, this was fun and hard.
Harder than
I remember. Well, DC, we always like to end with a little bit of a lightning round. So here goes. First question for you. Okay. Does DC Reeves have a favorite board game?
Well, I would say right now with an 8-year-old, it's Uno. We've been playing a lot of Uno right now, and I get beat more than I'd like.
Do you play the crazy Uno with all the additional wild rules that is unofficial, or do you play like the standard, just basic Uno? Learn your colors and your numbers.
We're very traditional Uno players.
Okay.
We're,
I will tell you, there's
don't like to break the tradition.
There's a crazy, insane version of Uno. That's all I can tell you about that. When you take eggs out of your egg carton, do you have a strategy of any kind at all?
No, because funny fact, I don't eat eggs. So,
what?
You know, I know you guys keep making me sound like the pickiest eater, which I guess I am, you know, no mustard, no salt and vinegar chips, no eggs. Yeah.
Okay.
I know, I'm a very carb loading breakfast eater.
All right. Fair enough. And then the last question is, when you put leftovers in the refrigerator, well, assuming that you do, what kind of containers do you use? You know, Tupperware, Rubbermaid, old sour cream container, wonton soup container. Do you have a preference?
Yeah, I use Tupperware, and then it stares at me for a few days and makes me feel guilty that, you know, I'd convinced myself I was going to eat them, you know, cook extra and eat them, and then I end up not eating them as much as I should. The square Tupperware is what I go.
All right, so you feel guilty about not throwing it out, and then you wait and don't eat it, and then you throw it out anyway, and then you felt guilty and you wasted space and time, right?
That's 100% exactly. I couldn't describe it better myself. That's
no
exactly
other human has
the
ever
process.
Done exactly that, except all of
I like
us.
To chill my garbage, too.
DC Reeves is the mayor of Pensacola. City Council meeting tomorrow night should be a fairly quick one. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, sir. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.